嗨，亲爱的朋友你好，这里是英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 今天为大家带来的美文叫做人生这本书要一页一页读。I have the bad habit of skipping to the last pages of a book to see how it ends while I'm still in the middle of it. This habit annoyed first my mom, then my friends, and finally, even my own daughter. Often, my impatience wouldn't be confined just to the books I read, but also to what they were reading as well. Finally,One day my daughter told me in exasperation, Dad, please just read a book one page at a time like everyone else. At times, I haven't limited this bad habit to just books either. I've also tried to skip ahead in my own life and figure out what to do months and even years from now instead of embracing each day as God intended.I knew that the book of my life wasn't done yet, and that I had many pages left to go. Still, that didn't stop me from trying to write the ending halfway through. Time and again, I would foolishly jump ahead and try to solve every conceivable problem before it happened, so I could reach that storybook happily ever after ending.Life, however, doesn't work like that. God loves to surprise us, and you never know what new problem, change, or opportunity each new day will bring. Recently, when I found myself returning to that bad habit of rushing ahead and living a future again, I found His truthcoming from the lips of a special soul who gently told me I needed to live one day at a time. When I heard those words, I smiled, turned the book of my life back to the right page, and thanked God for today. There was no skipping ahead in the book of life.Each of us has to live it one page and one day at a time. Each of us has to have faith in God to help us to write it line by line and moment by moment. Each one of us has to trust that our Heavenly Father will bring our story to its perfect end. Dear friends,您现在收听到的是英语美文朗读，本期节目到这里就结束了。欢迎你在微信订阅号或网易云音乐搜索英语美文朗读，来和我一起邂逅更多暖声美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix. Thank you for listening and good night.